present, but if you get the opportunity, it'd be great to have you do it, Bill.
Okay. Yeah, I think we will have a chance to present. Okay, I'd like to open the Port of Sayuslaw's regular monthly meeting for Wednesday, May 18th, and let's do a roll call of members present. We have Terry Duman is present via video. We have Rob Ward present personally in the room. We have Commissioner Bill Meyer, and we have Mike Buchwald.
Did you forget I was here not the last executive session, but the last meeting?
Okay. Pardon me, I didn't mean to change the decorum of the room, but okay. The first thing, do we have anybody signed up for public comment? Okay, then I am not going to read the rules since it won't apply to anybody. Approval of agenda by consent.
Were you going to add something?
Yes, I would like to add at the after item 5, I would like to discuss the possibility of a study committee relative to our Spoils campground site, and I'll explain the proposal I have in mind at that point, but I'd like to add a discussion of the possible new campsites that we want to develop. That would be after item 5 on the agenda. Approval of, is there any objection to the, okay, do we have a motion to approve the modified agenda?
So moved.
And do we have a motion and a second? Any additional discussion on the agenda? Hearing none, let's do a roll call vote. Terry Duman, how do you vote?
On the agenda?
Yeah. Well, we can approve by consent. Yeah, let's do it this way. Are there any objections to the agenda that has been modified?
No.
Hearing none, then it is approved by consent. Presentation to the U.S. Coast Guard. All right. Kelly, let me get to the correct. That would be on.
Number 2.
It's right there.
All right. I've got it. Then, yeah. And we have present, let's see. I want to get follow the proper protocol. So what I'd like to do is to possibly have you gentlemen introduce yourself, and then I'm going to read the proclamation into the record, if that would be all right with you guys. So who is the who's the leader of this band of brothers?
This year I am.
Okay.
My name is Joseph Cullen. I'm the commander of U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Okay.
And
you have with you.
We are.
Go ahead.
We are the operation. Usually the operational crew for your port. There are some more, but we're the mainstay right here. Is Cam Young. He's an officer in charge of communications. He's a watchstander, exemplary.
That puts
in many, many hours. You call the station Tuesday through Friday and I get him in the daytime. Scott Philbin. He's our IS person, wonderful with figures and
knowledge extraordinaire.
Exemplary.
He's the bookie, huh?
Yeah.
And Mr. Robert Redfern, who's the highest ranking member or longest member.
Don't say old.
Standing. Who is one of our tacticians knows just about everything.
Well, I appreciate you gentlemen being here. Thank you for the introduction. And before I'm going to read a proclamation, but first I want to say how much we in this coastal town appreciate the Coast Guard, the Coast Guard Reserve. And appreciate you gentlemen being here tonight. Any other commissioners want to make a comment before we read the
proclamation? I'm just curious, how many members are there now of the Coast Guard Auxiliary?
We've got, in our flotilla, probably about 30.
About 30.
About 30.
Wow.
We have six that live on this side that Joe said, pretty much, we've got a few boats, three boats, and us, and we're generally the ones you'll see out here Saturday mornings up and down the river. So like Joe said, we're kind of the mainstay, or at least surface operations here.
Okay.
Our group is actually based in Eugene, and we're a detachment. But
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So Eugene, Florence, flotilla.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so when you say 30, that includes the Eugene component also?
Correct.
Do they ever come over here, the Eugene guys?
At times.
Okay.
Yeah, at times.
You may know Norm Hoffman. You know that name, Norm Hoffman?
Okay. Haven't been towed in by him, I don't think.
Anyway, we're basically the ones that you see out here.
Okay.
And since we're here, I'm more than happy and honored to have this proclamation read for Safe Boating Week. If there's anything that we could help the port at all, anything we do as far as any kind of observations of any spillage and anything that goes on in the port that we could help with, we're more than willing. So anytime, call the station, the station size slot, and we're more than willing to help in any way we can for you guys.
Well, we appreciate that.
President Terry, is there any comments you'd like to make to the assembled group?
Yeah, gentlemen, I'd like to thank you. I think I really do appreciate the dockside checks. I know sometimes they're inconvenient for the boater as well as you, because you spend a lot of time down there, but you always seem to find something that I need. Let me assure you, I found everything this year. I was wondering if I could get my sticker tonight. No, seriously, I do. And probably the biggest complaint I hear from boaters, and I think Dave hears it as well, is enforcement of the 5-mile-an-hour rule within 100 yards of our dock. I know, Dave, you probably hear a little complaining about that.
Yeah, we do.
Is that mostly from people departing the loading ramp, or or coming in?
We hear it from everybody.
Yeah.
Moorage customers with their boats here.
Locals or?
Well, local and out of town.
Yeah.
Everybody. But I just want to point out that if we get a chance, this boating season, maybe, and it just takes one time, one bad wave, and some young kid's going to come off the dock.
Right.
I just like to throw that in, and I do appreciate what you guys do, and I like to take it.
Would that help if you had one of our boats out there, just kind of like a safety patrol? That's what we would call it, but just...
At
the business, just to be present and to just warn. Now, we can't do enforcement. We don't do law enforcement.
But we can do this.
Yeah.
But maybe you can give them black and white fever by.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like when you see a police car on the side of the road, everybody slows down.
All we can do is recommend, hey, look, it's
going to accidentally turn our flashing
lights. Mr. President, I stayed alone.
Yeah, I agree, Terry. Terry has made a comment that just your presence alone may help slow them down a little bit.
It might be nice to give them a word. Hey, are you aware there's a no-wake zone? A lot of people may not know that.
Yep. Yeah, we've replaced all our signage in the last couple of years. So, I mean, there's definitely signage there at the ramp itself along every slip.
If things do get dicey, if someone isn't listening or if it looks like any kind of heavy drinking or erratic behavior. I mean, what we do is we just call up the station and they'd send somebody out to do a little boarding. So there's no problem with that.
Okay.
And if you see something and you can give the station a description, if we're not out there, call up the station and ask for the officer of the day and say, hey, look, we just got this boat. If you give a description, an approximate length, any kind of color, how many people, and hey, look, we're just witnessing this happening.
Mm-hmm.
Station's more than happy to get on their boarding gear and go have a word with them. So, utilize them if that helps support here.
Yeah.
Well, with that in mind, I'm going to read the full proclamation because, first of all, we appreciate you guys being here, and we want to make sure we've got it into the record. Proclamation, Port of Sayus Law, National Safe Boating Week, May 21st to the 27th, 2022. For nearly 100 million Americans, boating continues to be a popular recreational activity. From coast to coast and everywhere in between, people are taking to the water and enjoying time together boating, sailing, paddling, and fishing. During National Safe Boating Week, the U.S. Coast Guard and its federal, state, and local safe boating partners encourage all boaters to explore and enjoy America's beautiful waters responsibly. Safe boating begins with preparation. The Coast Guard estimates that human error accounts for 70% of all boating accidents and that life jackets could prevent nearly 85% of boating fatalities. Though basic boating through safe basic boating safety procedures, carrying life-saving emergency distress and communication equipment, wearing life jackets, attending safe boating courses, participation in free boat safety checks, and staying sober when navigating, we can help ensure boaters on America's coastal, inland, and offshore waters stay safe throughout the season. National Safe Boating Week is observed to bring attention to important life-saving tips for recreational boaters so that they can have a safer, more fun experience out on the water throughout the year. Whereas an average 650 people each year in, we'll start that again. Whereas an average 650 people die each year in boating-related accidents in the U.S., 76% of these fatalities caused by drowning. And whereas the vast majority of these accidents are caused by human error or poor judgment and not by the boat, equipment, or environmental factors. And whereas a significant number of boaters who lose their lives by drowning each year would be alive today had they worn their life jackets. Whereas the United States Coast Guard encourages boating professionals and boating enthusiasts to have a safe boating season by following the rules of the water. Therefore, the Port of Sayus Law Board of Commissioners and the Port of Sayus Law do hereby support the goals of the Safe Boating Campaign and proclaim May 21st to the 27th, 2022 as National Safe Boating Week and the start of the year-round effort to promote safe boating. In witness thereof, we urge all who boat to practice safe boating habits and to wear a life jacket at all times. Terry Duman, Commission President, Dave Huntington, Port of Sayus Law. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you very much.
Now, we would not be offended if you do not want to stay through the rest of our meeting.
We'd love to, but it's awful late for me.
My daughter's coming. I need to sign that. No. Okay.
Again, thank you very much. We appreciate
you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you, guys. Any way we can help, you know, whatever, it's nice to have a little collaboration back and forth, you know, instead of these two entities that never really talk to each other.
Yeah. It's already been a productive discussion tonight.
Yeah. Right. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Good evening,
you
guys.
You too. All right, let me find my agenda sheet again here.
Take advantage of those last things.
Yes. Approval of the minutes by consent. Anybody have any additions? Any additions or corrections, modifications to the minute? Do I hear any objection to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, it is approved by consent. Approval of the financials by consent. Kelly, it has your name there.
The checks printed in April were $80,219.10. Occupancy for the campground was 54%, which is up 9% from last year. And the mortgage was 39%, which is up 1% from last year.
Okay. Any questions of Ms. Kelly on those figures?
So, if I read this right, Kelly, we're, for the campground, we're almost $76,000 ahead of budget for the current year.
Campground revenue.
I'm looking at almost 76,000
yes.
over, but
yes.
Wow.
And if we get 15 more spots up on the hill there, it'll
be a little higher.
Yeah. Any additional comments? Do I hear any objection to approving by consent?
No.
Hearing none, it is approved by consent of the gathered. All right, Resolution 5-18-22, this look, adopting budget for the fiscal year 22-23. Making appropriations and levying taxes. This sounds like we've got some things to, some action items here.
Well, our budget's been through the budget committee.
That's correct.
And we had, didn't we have a work session and kind of look at it also?
Yeah.
No, this is just to adopt the budget.
Right, we've already kind of.
So we've done all
tentatively approved it.
Yeah. So we just need a motion to approve the document as presented, or we can discuss. Are there any issues that we need to address before we approve it? It's titled Resolution 5-18-22.
Yeah. Mike has a question.
So
go ahead, Mike.
The budget has already been approved. Okay, we approved the budget at the budget meeting. That's what the budget committee meeting or committee does.
That is correct.
All right, they recommended adoption to the board. That's what we will do tonight by resolution, is adopt the budget, not approve it.
Right.
So, no, I don't have any questions.
And we've had all the public hearings and so forth.
Yeah, this is our public hearing tonight.
Okay, and I see a lot of people ready to comment. All right, if we have no other questions on them, thanks, Mike, for the clarification. Do I have a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any additional discussions on the resolution adopting budget and making appropriations and levying taxes? Hearing none, let's do an official call and roll. Terry Duman, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mike Buchwald, how do you vote?
Yes.
Rob Ward, how do you vote?
Yes.
Bill Meyer votes yes or aye. So that part of it is approved by all present. Okay, now I'm sure we have to do one by levying of taxes. Next, let me get back to my agenda.
That is in the resolution.
Okay, what's in the, okay, so we
so
don't
we're done.
It's one and done is pretty
okay.
much what this is.
All right.
There you go.
One and done. So we are on item, the one I asked to consider. Here's what I would like the commission to, and this is not an action item, and I talked to David about it earlier. And anybody, I would like to chair a study committee that consists of David Huntington, Kelly, and I'm going to ask Dave to have one of his field people come in and be part of this. And what I would like to do, and this is just going to be a first generalized pass, kind of look at what we might be able to do with the Tails site out there, including, as David and I discussed,
the spoil site.
Yeah, let me use the right term. And here's my thought. Initially, we're just gonna hand wave and generally figure out what goals we may have for that site, and then we're gonna bring it back to the commission and get some feedback on that, and then go back and refine what we have heard from the commission. The goal being close to having it ready to turn over to somebody that can professionally help us design the site and the grading and those issues. And if anybody wants to join me on this, I'm not talking about taking up a whole lot of hours, but I would like to get started on it and then come back with a concept. Again, we're just talking about the general concept at this point. We're not going to commit anything to professional drawings, and we're not going to spend any dollars on professional advisors at this point. We're just going to, my goal is just to come up with some generalized goals and overview of what we might like to accomplish, and then give the commission a chance to to get their two cents in and say, no, I don't like this idea. Well, how have you, did you think about this? And but I would like to get the process started. So I would like your commission's comments on that general idea. Terry, how do you feel about that?
We beat this up quite a bit. Our last discussion, there's no sense doing anything until you get a wetland delineation. We can't expand that soil site out any closer. We may be losing potential ground. We need to have a wetland delineation to know exactly where our 50-foot setback is that we can encroach to.
Okay.
I thought we'd agreed to have this done. I know it's hectic around the office. We need to have that done, though, before we even develop a plan. We don't know what area we're dealing with out there. And I think it's a great idea, Bill. We need to move forward on this. I've been a proponent of this from day one.
Okay.
It's a wasteland up there.
Yeah.
We can level that out down, get it down to maybe 8 foot above grade, put a little bit of rock in and make dry cans. But unless we know what our boundaries are on the back side, we have to be darn careful.
Oh, yes.
Or we could proceed with the existing footprint and not encroach on that. But we've already had a walkthrough there and figured out that there was a lot of land in the back that we could utilize.
Okay, how about we do this, Terry and Commission? The first step is exactly as you say. We determine what footprints we can occupy, and then after David gets that determined, we can have a little roundtable committee and kind of bring some concepts back. And again, I'm not talking about any engineered plans. I'm just talking about coming back with a drawing showing the footprint and conceptually what we're thinking about in terms of the camps on the footprint. And I'm also going to try to calculate using the elevations that the Google Earth supplies. I can do a profile of that spoil site, and we can determine how much material we have, and then do the geometry and figure out what kind of elevation we get if we spread it around, whether that's 3 feet or 5 feet or whatever. But just get it off a high center and just do a first pass at it, because it's going to take multiple passes before we're finally to the place where we can pull the trigger on a project. Go ahead, Terry.
It would be my opinion that I don't think anything needs to be engineered anyway. Looking at our campsites we just developed, we didn't pay any engineering fees out. Correct, David?
That's correct.
Well, I'm not suggesting we spend any, but
no, and I'm saying you're right. We don't need to spend any. I don't see any. The delineation is not an expensive thing to do. We just need to have someone tell us, I don't feel comfortable moving sand closer to the estuary.
Oh, you're right.
Someone's saying, Someone's going to have a degree and say that, hey, no, this is your limit right here, ribbon it off.
Okay.
Because we could potentially gain. Rob, I think you were with us on the walkabout up there. Didn't we agree we could gain?
I was thinking we could gain a little bit, yes. And I don't think, I'm not even sure if we have to stay 50 feet back with the toe of a fill.
Where the riparian setback
is? Yeah,
we
just can't fill a wetland.
But we can get those questions answered, right?
Yeah, we can get those questions.
That's what I'm
saying.
We
can't go beyond.
We can answer those questions.
Okay.
And I thought we did ask about that, and we were good up to the point.
Boy, I don't remember anything official coming before me on that.
No, there was nothing.
It was just the walkthrough.
Yeah, we just need to hire a consultant. I think there's a guy over at Cottage Grove somewhere that I don't remember who he is, but that'd be an easy delineation to do, because most of the delineations they do around here are in the thick of the rhododendron and huckleberry and everything, and the shore pine, and out here it's just wide open spaces, and just about as fast as they can walk around the wetland.
Mm-hmm.
And dig their little test holes, and their GPS will tie it all down, and they'll come back with a good map.
And we wouldn't need a separate. We've got a budget category that allow you to expend those. Mm-hmm. But I know, David, and you're smart to do it. When you spend money like that, you want a consensus from the commission.
Oh, of course.
And so we're laying it on the table. How does everybody feel about a reasonable expense related to Terry, that very issue you brought up. No, you're fine with it, Mike?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, I don't think it's so much more the expense. It's just finding someone that can do it in the next 6 okay. months.
Right.
Okay.
I know that we intended to proceed.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think Dave's got the word, and he'll see if he can find somebody. Okay, relative to that topic, unless there's other comments, I don't have any. We'll begin the process, Terry, and again, after we get the determination, then we're going to try to put some rough concepts together, what it's going to look like, and then have the commission pick at it and say, well, I'm not sure that's what I could support, but I think we'll come back with something that will work. And I'll let everybody know we can't have more than one additional commissioner without having a quorum. But if anybody wants to join us, I will let you know when we be meeting, and as long as it's just one other commissioner. But I think we're going to be pretty light and fast and efficient, and we're going to come back with you with a concept. That's the plan.
I honestly feel that once you have that ribbon line out there, you go in there with a D8, Rob has seen it, and in one day you're going to have that flat in the grade and put rock down at the campsites.
I like the sound of that.
The only thing I don't know, Terry, is I don't know if we're going to do grading and something like that, we may have to have a grading permit from the city.
We're leveling our spoiler.
Let's move on.
I can see Terry's look.
I hear you.
That was that's what I want to go home with tonight.
Terry's about to lose his dinner on that one. No.
Yeah. They can't stop us from grading land. Okay. There's not a permit required.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
Well, I know when we get a clearing, and we have to have a clearing permit to clear a lot or a grading permit, on
we're
stuff like
residence or a building, though.
We'll apologize, though. We'll find out.
We might want to
take your city hats off.
David, you might want to clarify.
Right. I got my Port of San Francisco hat on. Okay.
Yeah, if we're building a house and clearing a lot, we would have to get a permit, I would think. But just to clear our grade our land level.
We'll ask the question. Without stirring anything up.
Didn't get a permit when they graded their parking lot.
Who's that?
What, doing.
What was that, Terry? We missed that one.
Who graded
the church behind me didn't get a permit when they graded their parking lot. And that's all we're doing is grading our parking lot.
The church behind me.
Yeah. I don't know. To be determined.
Well, we'll talk about it.
We'll let the city councilors figure that out for us.
Yeah.
We're almost going to have enough votes in the city council
to do what the hell we want.
CZ was approved the other night to be on Urban
Elkhog
Renewal.
Urban Renewal,
yes. Yeah.
So he's there.
All right. Public comment. Oh, pardon me. Manager and Commissioner's Report. Which is now item 7 on the agenda. David, got anything more to add to it?
Well, we're...
Other than you're getting well?
Yeah, we're excited about Roadie Days. We had a staff meeting this morning to get our ducks in a row when it comes to...
Be prepared.
Not remembering what it was actually like. This has been 2 years without it. And so I think we've got it in order. We'll be completely booked up. My understanding is that there's going to be a few establishments... downtown that may possibly be closed or closing early. We're under the impression that it could be a little busier here than normal.
A little rowdier possibly, Dave?
Trying to kind of just prepare for that.
Okay.
A little bit of news on the derelict boat. Nothing this week as far as the removal. We're hoping next week, maybe the week after, and we'll start the process of removal.
Have we heard whether that certified letter that
it
we sent
did not reach him? No.
Yep. Typical.
Still sitting there.
Yeah. So he wouldn't accept delivery on it.
No.
Okay, but we legally we have shown that we tried.
The attempts made.
Yep.
Good, good. That's excellent. Excellent. Anything more, David?
No, other than that, we don't have a lot.
Well, I have a lot of people that I'm going to notify when that board is being demolished.
Yeah, I have people asking me about it daily.
Yeah. I'm thinking of offering seats for $50 a piece up on my deck
overlooking
the ramp, but I may not do that.
I didn't know you could get 100 people up there, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, we have a few vendors for the boardwalk or the river market, so
okay.
It'll happen during roadie days. This will be the first actual weekend of it, so we'll see.
Boy, good. Now, what about our food truck?
Food truck is in place.
And it worked. Have they actually been through a weekend yet? Or
they've been here one weekend so far.
And how'd that go?
It went really well. Really well. I hear really good things about them.
Have you tried it out?
I haven't. Looking forward.
No, he was in hibernation.
Oh, that's right.
I'm looking forward to doing it this week, but we've heard nothing but good reports about him.
It's supposed to be sunshine Saturday.
They're right at the 1499 parking area by BJ's there.
And they're right along Bay Street there. They're parallel to Bay Street. So did they end up taking two spots or just that one strip?
Just that one strip right
there. That's beautiful. Yeah. So you just took up one parking spot.
No, it's a good site for him. He can maneuver in and out of there easily. And
good curb appeal. It's right there, visible, right on.
Yeah, it's going to work out good for him.
Any questions on that, Terry? Go ahead.
I heard something that there was going to be a food cart court somewhere.
I haven't heard that yet, Terry.
Yeah, Bill Meyer would like to make his Maple Street lot into one, but he hasn't asked permission.
Nobody's approached us about anything like that. Hmm.
We do have another site, David, don't we, over there where the...
Yeah, we could definitely make one more site over there.
I think we ought to maybe even advertise for it. That's a nice site.
Yeah, no, it is.
Dave, if you need any volunteer help on the boardwalk stores and sites and so forth, let me know. I'm going to be around all...
I think we've got it pretty much... In order, we got everything staked out with numbered sites for everybody, and we've talked to the majority of them. They'll come in Friday. Chris and I will be here to get them set up in place.
Good.
Jason will be here on Saturday.
Oh, perfect.
We're hoping it works out.
Well, congratulations, David. I'm glad you're taking this on. It'll be interesting to see you. If the return is anywhere near what we anticipated, that'll be great.
People are excited about it.
Yeah, that's good.
I know the roadies run this. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Terry.
I had a chance to work with your crew while you were off on COVID, and I just want to say I compliment you. I mean, they represent well.
We got to keep them around, don't we, Terry?
They do.
Yeah, they did. They represented well. I mean, they were there, Johnny on the spot, and... They their presence, and it was nice knowing that they were there while we were working. So I'm complimenting you, Dave.
Thank you, Terry. Yeah, they do. They care. That's for sure.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Ward?
David, do we have any updates on the electric charging stations?
No. Have
they gotten back to us at all,
did we scare the heck out of them? They
Go
got
ahead.
Back to us and basically asked us if we're still interested.
I said,
I will let you know.
Well, we are interested. You know, Rob and I went to school on that. We found out that essentially theirs was a very fair offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were surprised that somebody was offering it, because typically people use it as a draw to their facility, and they will pay to get a certain amount to get it there.
Yeah.
So I think... As commission right now, do we have a consensus that we want to tell these people to proceed
with an offer? With the offer that they represented last time?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Terry. What?
The federal government's going to be offering grants to install these.
Well, there's it's going to be at no cost to us.
Yeah, so a grant would do us no good. It's going to be zero cost to us. But Terry, I agree. No, but they're going to need a whole lot more. They're going to need a whole lot more than just the two, because this is going to be a level two charging station, and if the amount of electric vehicles that they're trying to push onto the market, they're going to need level three, and those level three, as Rob and I found out, is $80,000 a point.
Yes.
Yes.
That's my point. They're going to be taking up our two prime spots with level two.
Well, we're not going to. Well, let's talk about the spots because
we talked about the.
We have to give them 10 years.
Yeah, but let's talk about the spot because originally we talked about the waterfront spot. I would not support that.
And so it would be the closest island area to the west.
Yeah, and then that way it also allow quite a few more right along that strip there. So it's not. It's not the waterfront lots, Terry. It's the one across the driveway from the waterfront lots where they would have, and they talked about the problem or the expense of undergrounding the conduit there, but it's...
It's closest to the utilities, actually, at that
point. They could
that's what
bore
they want.
Some
they
through
want.
There. It wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, but, sure. But we're not offering those premium sites, Terry. I want to make sure you understand.
The term of the contract, though, was what, 30 years or something?
Well,
I think it was 20, option for 10 more years after the first 10.
Well, okay, well, let's counter that part of it. What would you like to see, Terry?
Well, we need to be more familiar with what was it. We need to read the contract again.
Yeah, I know where I'm a little, I mean, I was here, yeah. And I understand.
What I'll do,
I'm a little hazy, or a little, I'm a little foggy on some of the things, so yeah. I'd want to reread.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like to see that before I raise my hand.
I'll contact her again.
I agree.
And we'll set up another meeting.
Okay.
Just to go over it further and find out if she's got another presentation.
Just to revisit.
Yeah, just... Because it has been a few months.
Yeah, and then it kind of tell her we're all old guys.
Because I think
we
guys,
just need to refresh our memory.
You went down and talked to the PUD.
Yeah. Oh, we had
You talked to the casino.
Bill and I did
about their charging stations.
Yeah. We spent an hour with the very knowledgeable lady from PUD, and we went over. I mean, we know about level one, level two, and level three.
Actually,
and,
I wonder if we should have her come instead of the.
She makes an excellent.
Maybe, because she's in our area here.
Well, I think that's an excellent... First of all, I want to agree with Mike and make sure that we understand that we will ask for their initial proposal, but we're not going to agree with anything until we get a chance to analyze it, and she needs to be prepared that we're going to counter maybe some of the issues. And when we get ready to discuss it the first pass, have the lady from PUD sit right in here.
Okay.
And she would love to and go over what we're getting and what we might need to have in the future.
I'm kind of thinking, Bill, that we ought to just have... I would feel more comfortable just having the gal from the PUD come because she's kind of a third party, doesn't have a...
Just have a workshop.
Doesn't have a dog in the fight. No. So you're going to get a pretty straight shooter. And she... You know, to be honest, what I recall from our conversation, she was very supportive of the company that came down and talked to us.
Yeah,
so.
She didn't want to talk against them because she'd been traveling to various sites with them, and she thought they were very credible.
But I gained an understanding of the common questions that I...
Yeah, that we were kicking
that we
around.
Couldn't get answered.
Well, it seems like when we were discussing it... I felt like we might have been under the impression that we were going to benefit in some way.
I thought it could be a profit center, and she said, you're dreaming.
Yeah.
Okay. She said, you're lucky that she offered it to us at no cost.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
and then they were going to pay the utilities on that also.
Well, I'm like Mike. I'd like to see it again.
Yeah, we
I'm
need to find
fuzzy
out.
On it.
Supposedly, there was going to be no cost to us.
No cost
period.
At all.
Yeah.
But in 10 years, if we decide to do something different, we have to renew them.
Well, let's look at that language, Terry. I totally agree with you.
Maybe it's renewable, Terry. That was one of the things that I don't remember. Renewable or, you will renew it.
Yeah. It's.
And that's what I thought it was. It automatically renewed.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you. I want to be careful that we look at that.
But Terry, to your comment, I participated in an ODOT presentation on the charging stations along main routes in the state of Oregon. The federal government is throwing billions of dollars at the states to provide charging stations. And right now, ODOT is asking for stakeholders, as they say, public input on where these charging stations should be go. And yes, there'll be ODOT will end up funding them, but the local stakeholders help determine where they're going in. And on the initial map that I saw, and I attended the very first one, and I'm going to attend, it's all via remote, I'm going to attend the next one, but the first one had no charging stations between Eugene and Florence. In other words, nothing along 126. They did have charging stations on the road that goes into Newport, the one that comes by the casinos there. They had a number of them there. But they sent out a map, an interactive map, where people could make comments on where these charging stations are going. But right now, the effort is in the infancy. I mean, they just had one statewide meeting. Again, it's hosted by ODOT because ODOT is going to be they are going to actually be the facilitators of awarding these sites, these charging sites, to the contractors. And so, and I think that's just the start. But if we take, and again, we can kick this around, but if we take the initial two that they're offering us, and we put them, not putting them on the premium sites, but we put them on the west side of the waterfront parking there by the store, it also leaves, what, there was about 8 spots in that row that would make additional...
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah, and they would, they're not the high traffic sites, the high desirable sites, but they're perfect for somebody going in for a level 2 charging and then walking into Old Town or walking
being around for 3 years.
Does the city of Florence have charging stations?
Not yet. We haven't addressed not a single one.
No. The casino...
They don't have any over at their public works?
Nope.
I think the casino is the only place that has
casino charging stations. And PUD and the PUD.
Oh, that's right.
The PUD. And they have some that they let the public use down at the Old Town or the River Inn in Old Town.
Well, at our next regular meeting, I don't think we have to have a special work session.
Just have it.
If could we invite her to the PUD gal to our next
regular
meeting? Well,
I will certainly reach out to her. If that's what I would like to have it part of our regular meeting. If Terry, what do you think?
That'd be great.
Okay. All right. She was very informed.
Before I lose my train of thought here, if we ever decide to make that a paid parking lot, do we have to provide an exemption?
Well, that's a darn good question.
We need to make sure we have language because everybody's pushed for a paid parking lot there. Yeah. Pretty soon they're going to say, no, we're not going to let you charge people to park to get electricity. Okay. They have to get their money.
Yeah. Well, they're still parking.
Yeah. 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 Well, I think it's an excellent question, Terry. I think those are the kind of things we need to make it. Now that we've gotten a little more background on what they're offering and what we should expect, let's take another look at their offer and then let's whittle on the language.
Sure. I think the devil will be in the detail.
Yeah.
I have one more question for David or two. Kayak dock. Where do we stand on that?
They're ordered.
They're in a boat off of Long Beach.
Yeah, because they're coming from Florida, apparently. So, you know, at the time we ordered them, it was 8 to 12 weeks.
Okay.
So
no, I was just curious.
We're hoping by this summer to have them.
And my last question was, any updates on the bulkhead repair project?
No, not yet.
Is that Jack?
Yeah. I'm hoping to set up a meeting with him soon, a work session. Possibly.
Can you tell me about when was the last time that you communicated and interacted with him regarding that?
It's been probably close to before our last meeting at that time.
About 6 weeks ago?
Yeah. I get an email from him here and there, but I just know from talking to him that we're pretty far off, so there hasn't been a lot that we've really been able to do yet.
Do we know what we're going to do if we have a significant failure this winter?
Rock, riprap.
Just dump it over the side and fill the gap?
Bring an excavator and fill it the best we can.
Then apologize afterwards.
Is that an emergency?
You know, I
think there's something about an emergency thing that allows you to go in without having a lot of approvals.
We would have to remove the material though at some point. Yeah.
Well, it depends, David. If we dump that material on between the sidewalk and the boardwalk, we wouldn't have to.
Yeah. No. If it was inside of the area that we have right now, there would be no in the water work window at that point. But once we go on the other side of it, then we're dealing with the in the water work window also.
Right.
Yeah. It would behoove us right now to line that with riprap all the way down between the sidewalk and the existing wood. Because as it sloughs and goes in the water, we have no control over that.
Yeah.
Hell, it could be a year before we even know what we're going to do.
I mean, the funding is going to be there. I know that we've been approved for our hazardous mitigation plan.
Terry, how many yards of riprap do you think it would take in there to just kind of do a temporary fix? Any guesses?
Well, the areas that you have really slumped off right now, a couple hundred yards, more than an hour. What do you think, David?
Yeah, it's a large area there. We brought in fencing now to... You know, with coming up this summer, 4th of July, roadie days, we couldn't take the chance of somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Getting in there.
So, Terry, I missed you're talking about 100 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards, 40 yards. What? I missed
it. It would just be a wild ass guess at this point for me. And it'd just be a matter of just measuring it and seeing. But we take a chance on losing our sidewalk if that's going to be part of the plan to keep it. You know, is it beneficial to try to protect what we have, or
now could you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I feel it is.
Would the riprap have to be individually placed with a backhoe, or would it damage the sidewalk if you used a dump?
You'd have to place it.
Okay,
and I think.
You'd waste too much of it.
I think David's port crew could almost place it with their rubber-tired hoe, David.
You know, it's a pretty long reach out there. You might
have to plank yourself over the sidewalk.
Yeah, you might want to come down and look at that. And it almost seems like quite a reach just for an excavator with big boulders. I'd be afraid
to... Well, you wouldn't use big boulders.
I'd be afraid to get anything too close to that.
What do you think, 1 to 2 foot rock?
He said 12-inch.
12-inch. I wouldn't go too big because it won't work down in. And it's got to bind it up. You don't want open gaps.
Right. Who has 12-inch rock? Where do you think?
Oh, we can get it at...
Well, any of the quarry? Can you get it at the camp pit?
That's a toss of the dice. Yeah, we can ask.
I understand. I just had to ask.
In Hale Valley.
Yeah. Okay, Hale Valley, we can do that and just have to truck it over and probably about... 10 dump truck loads and make a reasonable...
That's just a good start. We don't have to bring it up level. We just have to stop the flow of material.
Protect the toe of the slope.
Yeah. I mean, we lose the sidewalk, and then once you lose that sidewalk, then you start losing your asphalt, and it's just going to keep steamrolling there. I mean, we're lucky because we got through the King Tides this year without much major issue, but... As we go through summer, we shouldn't look at it. If we aren't going to have this fixed by next winter, it could get catastrophic at some point.
So you'll be losing
your parking lot.
We're probably looking at about a $15,000 to $20,000 repair job that would be offset somewhat by the fact that our guys would be placing it. So you're probably looking at about $14,000 in cost to get the rock here.
Well, your riprap's going to be expensive. It's going to be probably $500 to $700 a load delivered, $70 to $80 a yard. delivered, and then the placement's going to be another $20 a yard, so you're looking at $100 a yard.
Yeah, but the placement would be the placement could be done by our guys here with their backhoe.
So yes.
I think if we figure that cost in, David, when we go for a grant, we can recover that.
We will be able to recover all those fees.
Yes,
for the temporary mitigation.
Yeah. Yep.
Boy.
Well then,
buddy. We should.
Maybe we ought to just do it
as soon as the. If we could get it done after roadie days and before the 4th of July, that'd be a good thing.
Okay.
I would agree.
I don't know what kind of permitting yet or anything like that, if it is that simple and easy.
You need permitting.
I just know that...
I'm going to put my port ad on.
No. If we're working inside of that area...
Working the water.
As long as we're not... Working on the other side in the water, we don't run into...
Scared the heck out of Rob.
In the water work window.
David, we'll come and visit you on visiting days.
We are being recorded, right? We'll make sure we're getting all this on tape.
Yes.
And I don't know that I'd be able to put rock in there with that backhoe. It just looks
So we're looking at $8,000 for material.
We're looking at getting a piece of equipment.
At this point, I don't care if this mitigation, this work will be included in the grant. I don't care.
Yeah.
We can finance that until we get repaid for it.
I know we could get, I don't know if it's something you can do, Terry, or would be willing to do the placement. If you were contemplating that,
recommend we get bids.
Yeah, if you're going to bid it or any part of it, just as a comment, stay out of the discussion.
I think I can do that, and we've had this before, but I can give you advice. I just can't vote on it.
Right. That's all I was saying.
Super. Yeah.
I've been down that road before on other things.
And I think we should get Ray Wells or Leisure or there's other people out there. And it's a small job, but it's something that it's going to take some finesse.
Yep.
Okay, let me make sure I understand, because I support this. We're talking about pulling the trigger tonight and moving forward on temporary mitigation of that area down there.
That's what I'm hearing, and that's what I'm supporting.
Yeah.
Terry, you on board with that?
Moving. I am.
Do you think we need to have any fabric down before we put those rocks in, or just put the rocks in?
I think it would be great to put fabric on the wall and make an envelope. I mean, we do that with the Forest Service a lot. You just wrap your fabric in rock.
Okay.
So you don't lose the fabric. And what that does, it provides a solid barrier where we're not going to lose any more sand below our sidewalk and parking lot.
What are you doing tomorrow, Terry? Do you think you can do a walk with me?
Yeah, I can stop down there.
Oh, good.
Good.
That's perfect.
Okay.
This all sounds good.
Okay, any other comments, guys? Very productive. I like the discussion. Anything else on this? Because if not, I'm about to close this thing down. Hearing nothing else, this meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We'll see you later, Terry.
Okay, I'll sign these checks, Kelly.
How's things at the upper end of the road up there? How's the guy...
Dave, could you toss me a pen? Is there a pen over there?
That got thrown in jail for having trouble with his neighbors just up from you.
They're all moved. He's moved. He went back to...
Oh, did he? Where he was from?
Czechoslovakia or someplace.
Did something happen up there yesterday?
Right here.
Where they had a bunch of police on Sweet Creek somewhere?
Oh, I don't know.
Hmm. SWAT team showed up there.
Oh, really?
Up Sweet Creek?
I think Halverson's old place.